If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Today, we'll talk Disney news and have my conversation with Sue from Small World Vacations. That's coming up on this episode 265 of Disney Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for episode 265. I am happy to be here today to talk about so many different things all in one episode. But before I dive into that, always a reminder to follow on social media. That includes Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all the things. Search for DW Prep School and all those so that we can follow along and talk outside of here. I will have an interview that I did today with Sue from Small World Vacations, who was one of the sort of OG business owners in the Disney niche. You know, Disney World Magic Kingdom opened in 1971. Epcot opened in 1982, but a lot of the businesses that are Disney focused started to really come out in the 90s, and she was one of them. So I was fascinated to talk to her about that, and I'll have that conversation in a little bit. But before that, I have a couple other things I wanted to talk about. One of them is Disney news. You know, I don't talk about news that much. I prefer for these to be as evergreen as possible. And frankly, keeping up with the news is not my specialty. It takes a while for me to sort of digest it and understand it and figure out the context of it and all that kind of stuff. But huge things have come out in the last week or so, and I knew that I would be remiss not to mention them. So one of those is Disney's announcement that Magical Express will be going away after 2021. They say as of January 1st, 2022, there will be no such thing as Magical Express. They have also said extra magic hours are going away in favor of early entry. At Disneyland, they announced the annual pass holder program there was being discontinued in favor of a membership program, which we don't have details on, et cetera. So I want to talk about all these different things because a lot of people have had a lot of questions, and I am sure that includes a lot of you. So first of all, let's talk about Magical Express going away. I know a lot of people, particularly those on a budget or particularly those with small children who don't want to worry about car seats, have come to rely on Magical Express. It started in 2005. It is operated by the company Mears, who many of you may be familiar with. They are also the ones who do taxis and shuttles and all kinds of stuff. And before 2005, when people wanted to book a bus or a shuttle or whatever, they would book it directly with Mears. And then Disney decided to partner with them and, you know, make the buses Disney themed and all that kind of stuff. So it's still the same company. They will likely continue to offer services after, you know, Disney officially ends it. But I will also say I think Disney has other plans in mind. Their announcement about this included the mention of how so many people rely on rideshare, which is true for a lot of us, but families rely on it less than everyone else. And they also mentioned the train station that is coming to the airport, but that actually won't be completed for a couple of years. So I feel like they put a bunch of things all together in this press release, and I think there's probably a lot more to it. So I think they have something else up their sleeve and that we will hear about it soon, at least at some point this year. And I think that they were probably forced to make the announcement because the terms of their contract ending with Mears had leaked. That is my guess. So I totally empathize with people that are fans of Magical Express, but I would say stay tuned and let's see what happens between now and January 1st of next year. The second thing was that extra magic hours are going away. Now, they haven't come back since the parks reopened. And then Disney announced that on-site guests would be able to do 30 minutes of early entry every day. This one is confusing. First of all, the parks are already open pretty much 30 plus minutes every day to everyone. So it just kind of, you know, is the status quo. If they start scanning magic bands or room keys to see if you're an on-site guest, that will add a layer of red tape to get into them, but it already exists right now. I also think it's unfortunate for off-site guests because before, when there would be early magic, I mean, extra magic hours, you know, off-site guests could navigate around them knowing that they couldn't participate. They could go somewhere else, and having it daily means that that's not an option. I don't know what to make of this. I think that there's probably going to be a lot more to it. And I think it's going to include a lot of paid nighttime things. So I think the reason that it's called early entry is that they're only planning on doing it in the morning, and extra magic hours used to be night or morning. And so I think they're maybe going to have early entry, and then they'll have a lot of paid evening things. This is my guess. And they were already on that trend before. You know, there was all those after hours parties and that kind of stuff, which we're big fans of. But, and we even suggested that people do those instead of regular park tickets because they were so much less busy and you could get a lot more done in a short amount of time with hardly anybody around. So that one's a little bit more confusing. They don't have an exact date announced for that, but it'll probably, I think it launches later this year. So again, stay tuned on that one. Sort of in this bucket, this wasn't an announcement, but it makes people ask about fast passes, because fast passes have also not come back since the parks reopened last summer. And so a lot of people wonder what's happening with that. There have been pictures of fast pass machines being sort of brought back out. You know, what's happening? We don't know. My guess on fast passes is that they will definitely come back. You can't have some place as busy as Disney World, I think, without some kind of system. But I think that we have to take some cues from what Disneyland was doing with MaxPass and with Shanghai. I think their system is called Premier Access. And both of those essentially are paid fast pass systems. And in Shanghai, if I recall correctly, last summer, they quietly did away with their free fast passes and went to this Premier Access option. So I would definitely expect fast passes to come back. Logistically, it's going to be a necessity, but I wouldn't be surprised at all to see it be some sort of paid system, which I know is frustrating to people because that just, you know, it feels like you're being nickel and dimed on your vacation, but we'll see how that goes. That is my guess what will happen. And again, I am guessing that would, if a system like that was launched, it would likely be later this year when attendance numbers go back closer to normal. Another thing that was in the news, Disney news recently, was that Disneyland annual passes are going away. This was a huge shock. There's so much about the Disneyland AP culture and people that have been, you know, like decades long annual pass holders. And so they also said that a membership program was going to be announced. So we'll have to see what that entails. So I understand how sad that is for people that have been annual pass holders. I am one for Disney World. It's kind of part of our, you know, it's kind of who we are. We get to go a lot, and that's one way to sort of identify ourselves. Some not so favorably, but it is a separate classification, I guess. But at Disneyland, it's so much different than Disney World because Disneyland is a lot smaller but has a huge number of annual pass holders. Disney World is huge and has a much fewer number. So if your concern is about Disney World and if this will affect Disney World, I don't think it will. It is a very different set of circumstances. I think, to be frank, that Disney tracks the average value of a guest, and the average value of a guest at Disneyland had gone down because if you're an annual pass holder, you're not buying tickets. And so many of them you could literally go to a McDonald's right around the corner from Disneyland and then walk in and never, ever spend a dime at Disneyland. So I think the dollars per guest was just much lower at Disneyland. And my guess is they're using this as a chance to tweak that number. Disney World's very different. Even those of us who are annual pass holders at Disney World end up spending a lot of money there because we can't just run around the corner to get fast food. We're on site, we're eating, we're staying at the hotels, we're doing all the things. So I don't think that Disney World will be impacted in the same way. But I do expect that we will hear more news in the coming months. So stay tuned for that. I also wanted to mention in this episode about Patreon, because you guys hear me mention it here and there. And sometimes I talk about, sometimes I don't. But it's like a whole universe over there. So I thought it was worth mentioning on the main feed. We have a whole separate podcast that we do. Heather and I do it weekly when we're at home and daily when we're during our trips. On the last trip, there was an urgent care excursion that made everyone laugh because it was so fraught with issues. But it is a whole universe over there. We have our own Facebook group and we have our own podcasts and we do our own, we have meetups and all this kind of stuff. The beauty, though, in it, in addition to, is the quality of the people and that it is a relatively small community. So I have capped it at a maximum number. So it's not going to be infinite. If it was just a podcast, it could be infinite, but the community aspect of it makes it, you know, extremely important. So that one is capped. And I just wanted to let you know, in case you are on the fence or curious or didn't know about it, that that is the thing that exists. We have a ton of fun, but it will be limited. I think that's it for housekeeping. That's a lot for me. So let's get to the interview with Sue, who I talked to recently. And I would say on the list of, you know, of nice people in the Disney community, she is right up near the top. And not only did I enjoy talking to her, but I enjoy getting to know her. So here's my conversation.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
With Sue. Welcome to the podcast, Sue.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to talk to you today.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm really happy to be working with you and the prep school readers. So thank you.
So I have been familiar with you for a while, but for people that don't know you, could you tell us what your name is and what you do and all that kind of stuff?
Of course, sure. My name is Sue Pizzatoro. I'm the owner and founder of Small World Vacations. We've been in business since 1996, and this is truly a dream come true for me, and I'm happy to be here and to be helping your listeners to plan their vacations if they want to work with a travel agent.
Yes, and we'll get more into that in a little bit because I am also excited to be partnered with you for a lot of reasons. But I'm very curious about the origins because the world was very different back in 1996 because, you know, there's lots and lots of agencies nowadays, but there wasn't back then. So what gave you the idea to even start it in the first place? What was your motive?
Okay, it's an interesting story. I came back from one of my first trips and I was bitten by the Disney planning bug and I needed to, you know, to plan another trip. I needed that dose of magic. So I had this idea where, you know, wouldn't it be cool if there were travel agencies in the Disney store? My kids were little then. And I actually wrote my idea and I sent it off to Disney saying they should open travel agencies in the Disney store. And the person, this is like the dawning of the internet. So, you know, at the desk, they'd have maps, they'd have menus, they'd have, you know, operating hours, all those kinds of things that now we could just, you know, click and get on online. But back in those days, you couldn't. So I waited and then I got a phone call out of the blue and it was from Disney and it was some lady and she said, a position you have applied for does not exist. So I was like, okay, okay, I guess I will create it then. So I didn't right away come up with travel agencies. I started teaching a class here in Northern New Jersey called, how to survive, a parent survival guide to Walt Disney World. And I would tell people how to save money, how to save time, you know, how to plan their days and all those kind of things. And then I remember at one of my classes, one of my students came up, her name was Johanna, and she was like, you know, very New Jersey. And she's like, I cannot figure this out. I'll pay you to figure it out for me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, light bulb. And I was like, wonder what I could do. Like, so I went to local college. I learned how to be a travel agent. And that's how it started. And it really was a dream. And it is a dream come true. And all that stuff they say about doing what you love, I mean, you won't work a day in your life. It's really true. I still love what I do. The agency grew. So, you know, it just grew by leaps and bounds. And now we are a diamond level authorized Disney vacation planner, having helped probably, you know, over a million people go to Disney over the years. And this year we're celebrating our 25th year in business. So I'm very proud and almost pinch myself to think that this has been my life, because it's all those Disney dream type things come true.
Yes. And you were one of the first ones to have that idea. Nowadays, you know, there's a lot easier track to get there than there was back then when you kind of had to come up with it. Where were you finding people to attend your classes when you first started, though?
Oh, gosh. Well, I started local and then once I had the groundwork for the class, there was the community and adult schools all throughout northern New Jersey. So I would travel everywhere there was an adult school. I would you know, approach them and say, I have this class. And I was probably doing 20 classes each season. And that's where I would first get my clients. And then a very fortuitous thing happened. There was this little site called Mouse Savers. It was like 4 pages long. It was everyone on the Diz boards was talking about it. This is like 2000, I think the end of 2000. And I wrote to Mary Waring, who was, you know, she had created Mouse Savers. And I said, I think I can help you with the discounts, because that's one thing I was really all about, was saving money. And back then there was no Magic Your Way. There weren't even packages the way you had to do a length of stay. There was this weird dining plan. So this was all before I think the packages came out around 2002, the way that the Magic Your Way. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I wrote to Mary Waring. I emailed her out of the blue, said, I think I can help you with discounts. We became instant friends. We had a lot in common. And that grew to where, you know, now Mouse Savers is I don't know how many pages, and it's a trusted, wonderful resource. And we are the exclusive agency on there, and we have been finding discounts for Mouse Savers for, it's going close to 20 years now. So that helped me to find clients. But in the beginning, they were all coming from my classes, and I would go to people's homes and sit with them and help them figure out an itinerary. Can't do that anymore, but that's in the beginning. I know I would sit with them. I would promise them 2 hours of my time to go sit and come up with an itinerary.
Absolutely.
So then it grew, and then I met mm-hmm. what
no I was gonna say I just absolutely love these origin stories, because it was such a different world back then.
Oh my gosh, the internet was not what it is today. And then there were these things, the AOL boards that would talk about Disney. And that's where I found my first agents. And a number of them that I met way back. Remember, there was the Radpe, mm-hmm. and there was the AOL boards. And some of my agents that I met back then are still with me today. Most of my agents who have worked with me, my independent contractors, have been here for over 15 years. We are a true family, and I'm very, very, very selective as to who becomes an agent. Disney has Disney Institute has a great class I took called, when I took it, selection, engagement. It was all about choosing the right people that fit your culture, mm-hmm. that fit the beliefs and value systems of your organization. And I've stood true by that because my original vision was to start the Disney magic at home. You know, that feeling when you walk into the gift store or, you know, you're just walking down Main Street and the cast members will greet you like an old pal. And I wanted that feeling to start at home. And that's why I started Small World Vacations, was to make guests feel like we're an extension of the magic, but at home.
I was going to ask you what's been your biggest challenge in growing your agency, but I also was going to share that my biggest challenge in my business has been finding people that are like-minded, which is what you just talked about, where you have to match my mentality in order for it to be a good fit. And it sounds like you have just known that from the beginning.
Absolutely. And, you know, if I wanted to, after doing this for 25 years, I could have thousands upon thousands of agents, and we do get applications every day and from wonderful, knowledgeable, nice people. But at the level, like my agents are professionals. This is what they do full time all day. They help thousands of guests, and they also, you know, most of them have been to Disney, back down to Disney since they reopened. So this is their profession. It isn't just a hobby. They truly love what they do, and they feel at home at Small World. You know, when the pandemic hit, we hunkered down like a family, you know, like we, you know, and they trusted me to take care of them and to keep this business going. I guess that's my biggest challenge in all the years I've been doing that is, reacting to this unpredictable situation we're in right now and taking care of our guests, because our number one, like Disney's number one is safety. Our number one is, you know, making sure our guests are happy, listening to our guests, and, you know, making sure that they feel like it was a benefit, that they relinquished control of parts of their vacation to us. We don't take that lightly. Like, we feel that that's a privilege and an honor to be able to help these people plan such an important experience in their life going to Disney. So with the pandemic, you know, my agent, I had to turn into a, you know, we had to almost react to things that we had no plan for, and to come up with processes to make sure that everything was seamless, from paying commissions to our agents to taking care of guests and you know, making sure that their reservations were, you know, whatever we needed to do with them, we did, to answer their questions, to prepare them for going back. So this has been the greatest challenge. And I'll be honest, some days it's been tougher than others. But I knew I had a great team in my agents and the people that are, you know, that work with me in operating the business, that we could get through this and we would be stronger and wiser when this was over.
Yeah, certainly been a tricky thing to navigate for everybody, but
yes.
Even I would say more intensely for those of us in the travel niche, because no one wants, you know, hardly anyone wants to travel right now. So I think you and I are sort of like-minded in that we understand why people don't want to travel, but when you do want to, we want to make sure that, you know, we stay sort of top of mind for them as well.
Right. And, you know, it maintaining a positive attitude during this time, that's my job. And as the leader of this, you know, agency, and knowing that I can trust and rely on my team, and they can the same trust and rely on me, has gotten us through this. Mm-hmm. And knowing that we are taking that, again, number one was our guests. and the difficult task of saying, you know, that we need to reschedule, or do you want to, like, all those questions, and the disappointment in the guest, but now the guests are going back, at least to Walt Disney World, the joy, and that has gotten us through too, is hearing when guests come home and saying, oh my gosh, we really needed that. That was what we need, that, you know, and that's the other thing too, during this whole pandemic, is understanding that everyone has different outlooks on this, and our job is to facilitate what that guest wants to do at this time.
Right. Totally get that. And hopefully more and more people will get to do that in 2021.
Oh, we have been so busy the last few days. We've been crazy, crazy busy, which is, you know, it's the time of year we're usually busy, but it's like, we're all cheering, and we're so happy that people want that dose of Disney. You know, it just gives you faith and hope and believe in the future.
Exactly. We all need things to look forward to, for sure. And
yep.
Disney
yep.
destinations mm-hmm. could definitely be a big part of that, especially for people listening
oh my gosh.
To a podcast like this. So that,
yes.
that makes sense. So speaking of traveling, how often do you normally travel, and where do you like to go?
Oh, well, of course I like to go to Disney World. I love to cruise with Disney. Until the pandemic, I would be in Disney. I would go probably once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And cruises, I've been on, you know, over 20 cruises, and we've gone to all kinds of exotic locations. If I'm not going to Disney, I like to go to London. That's my favorite spot, is to go to England. And I don't know, I just love it. I live right outside New York City in northern New Jersey. So when I go to non-Disney destinations, I like to go to a metropolitan area. But the last time I went to England, I went to the countryside with my oldest daughter, Haley, and we did like an adventurous trip, and we went to see different ancient sacred sites, like Stonehenge, Avebury. We even... This is going to sound kooky, but we went in a crop circle. That was really fun and exciting to, you know.
Yes.
So anyway, that gives you a little insight into, you know, what I like to do.
I know. One of the things that you and I bonded over is that we kind of like weird stuff. So you go, Sue. You go to that
yes.
crop circle.
I can't wait to go back. It was very enlightening, and you know, I didn't get beamed up to any kind of, you know, craft this time, but I'm hoping maybe next time.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm kidding. Of course. I'm
I know, but it's funny.
Not kidding.
Earlier you kind of casually dropped that your agency is Diamond Level, and I just want to revisit that real
yes.
quick, because most people are not going to know what that means. When you are a travel agency for Disney, they can, if you're earmarked, they can designate you as bronze, silver, gold, platinum, or diamond, which hasn't existed for very long, and there are very few people in that category. So do you have any sense how many Diamond Level agencies there are?
Well, up until last year, there were only three.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because the three of us are old time, you know, pioneers in this level, in this arena. It was me, Dreams Unlimited, and Academy Travel. And we've all been around since like around 1996-ish. What's nice about the Disney community is because the people that have been doing, my friends in the industry I've known for a long time, and we all kind of started this off as a hobby. And because we love Disney, and then our dreams came true and we became successful, and here we are 25 years later. So I think a few more agencies have been added for this year, but I'm not sure. They don't always tell us. But I did know it was the three of us were Diamond last year.
Yeah.
So they have certain levels you have to sell, and you have to do certain marketing, you know, it's business, but it also, it's a testament to our success and that that many people trust us with their vacations. And again, it's for me, it's a real privilege and an honor to the people want to work with us. And we're grateful every time someone books with us.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm a fan of some of the newer, you know, websites and creators from the last several years. But one of the things I especially love about some of you that started like back then is that you didn't do it with a particular motive in mind. Like you were just trying to create something, help people, put information out there. And then it grew because enough people wanted it that it became a business. And so I just think it's great that there's a few of you that are now diamond level, which is an amazing accomplishment.
It really is. I remember in the beginning when we would go to travel agent conferences and stuff that Disney would hold, and the other agency owners would say, "You only sell Disney?" And we'd be like, "Yeah." And they're like, "And you can make a living that way?" And we'd be like, "Yeah." And it was a completely new concept. And I got into this because I, again, like I said, I wanted to start the Disney magic for people at home. And I felt that like there's so many decisions to be made and it gets overwhelming for people, that to have sort of a Sherpa, you know, a guide at home who's going to, you know, have the answers to your questions, not by looking it up in a brochure or whatever. They know it, they live it, this is what they do. And my agents also take their vacations at Disney, or when we could cruise, and they've been on adventures and they've been to Aulani, and this is their life.
Right. It is a career choice based on passion. And then as a side benefit, mm-hmm. you can mm-hmm. you make money. So let's mm-hmm. assume, let's fingers cross and assume that 2021, 2022 are going to be a lot better for all of us. What are you most looking forward to at like Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise, like all that kind of stuff?
Well, cruise, there's three ships on the horizon. That's very exciting. So I can't wait for that. A new ship is always, you know, it's just, you know, like Christmas morning. So that's very exciting. World and land, I'm looking for new, you know, I can't wait for new rides. The Star Wars hotel, that's going to be exciting. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I have my first grandchild coming in February. So I can't wait to go back down to Disney World with a little one mm-hmm. and to see it through their eyes and to do all those things and to have little children to go with again. I haven't gone with, you know, little children for quite a while. So everything's going to look new again for me. Just walking through the tunnel, you know, the train station onto Main Street with a baby, and I think I'm going to, you know, I'm going to need a box of tissues. So that to me is, you know, that I can't wait for. And that's one thing that has been nice in being in business so long, is we're now helping guests who went with their children originally, and now they're going back with their grandchildren. And the fact that they still want, you know, the rapport that we have developed with guests, they're like family friends, and we get excited when they have a special milestone that they're going to celebrate.
Yeah, that's super sweet.
So I think what I'm looking forward, is especially just traveling again, just feeling, just the joy of being, you know, being in there, being in a park, and putting 2020 behind us. I think that alone is, regardless of any new things building, just the idea of that feeling when you get into the parks and you just, there's just, you're surrounded by positivity and happiness and smiling people, and that is intoxicating in the best way.
Yeah, we all need those serotonin boosts to get us back to
totally
being happy. I'm looking forward to, I feel like 2020 was about taking things away. For a lot of people, it was their entire trips, or for those of us that did travel, it was a reduced version of the experiences. But I think now I'm looking forward to the things being added back. Like maybe someday we'll have fireworks again. Maybe we'll get to meet characters again. I'm so excited about that.
The little things. I think too that we might appreciate just sitting on a bench, having an ice cream cone, watching the castle change color and fireworks. Like, I think we're all going to slow down and just maybe be in the moment and be extra grateful for little things.
Absolutely, I think that is true. So I am looking forward to all of that. And I'm also looking forward to partnering with you, Sue.
Oh my gosh. I'm so thrilled. I've been a longtime fan of WDW Prep School and you, and the idea of working with you and learning from you and being a part of your world is, that is the best thing that has come out of 2020. I can't say the best, but one of the best things that have come out of 2020. Having a new baby, I kind of, you know what I mean? I'm sorry, Shannon, but a new baby on the horizon. Nothing can compare to that. But I'm thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled. I have such trust and respect for what you do. And, I'm to be associated with what you do is just a testament to what we do. And I'm so thankful that you decided to make this happen. So thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm giving you a virtual cheers right now, so that we can go into the year together and have a much better time than the last year. So thank you for joining me. It's been good to talk today.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
I hope you enjoyed my chat with Sue. I love a lady that is killing it in business and also has a heart. It's my favorite, and she is the perfect combo of those. And if you are interested in booking with a travel agent, that will always be linked in the show notes of the podcast episodes, and it'll go right to a member of her team, some of whom have been with her for a very, very long time. So I think that'll wrap up this episode of WW Prep to Go. For more information, you can always check the show notes in your podcast app or go to the website wdwprepschool.com, click on podcast at the top, look for episode 265. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.